used to read the dictionary, always had a vocab fondness. Others I knew preferred comics, responded to what was heard when a person spoke, but I didn't know what a word meant. Transformers
episode. It's the Afternoon Cruise. I'm chatting with Terrell X. Terrell X is a legendary artist out of Minnesota who I've had the honor of counting as a friend and collaborator since the late 90s. You might know Terrell X under his previous name, Carnage the Executioner. Now, in addition to being a celebrated artist, Terrell X is a veteran educator who teaches in the Electronic Music Recording Arts Program at MacPhail. This Saturday, he is performing his new album, Transformation to Terrell X, with a live band at Antonello Hall at MacPhail. The concert is at 7:30. It's a pay-what-you-can type of setup. Nobody will be turned away for lack of funds. Welcome to Jazz 88, Terrell X.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it, man.
Now, Terrell, I walked my dogs around on this cold morning, so we're talking short walks, like 2 blocks. And between the walks and a little bit of time at the table, I got through this whole record of yours. It's concise, but I gotta say, as a man who's known you for 20 years, in a pretty short period of time, I got to know parts of you and your story I had never known that deeply before, and that's from listening to all your records and to knowing you in person. How does it feel to share something this personal and this biographical at this place in your life and your career?
It feels like it's time. It's time. Yeah. Like Suzuki Samurai, the beginning of that. It's time that this is hitting at the right time. I'm 50.
Yeah.
I just hit 50 years, 50 years old, 50 years of hip hop just happened. This is the best point in my life musically and personally that I've ever been in. So
you can, we're on radio. Let's throw in, this is the best time for your life for hair and skin as well. You look wonderful, beard situation,
you
know, like you look healthy and shining.
So, I really appreciate that. Yeah. It means a lot. I want to add something to what you said too. I am not formally Carnage the Executioner. In addition to, I am Terrell X.
Okay, thank you. Thank
you
for the correction.
So it's not a formally, Carnage hasn't been done away with. We haven't done him in.
Okay.
But Carnage has always been a character. It's always been a character that I made up, and then I tried to live within the confines of the character as a hip-hop artist. And I got to a point where I was like, it's not worth it. It's not worth trying to make a real person out of something that was only created to be a character in the first place.
Facades are comfortable. People slip into them for a reason.
Right.
As you are trying to figure out how to present yourself with less of a character, you teach people how to write. You teach people how to beatbox. You are also an excellent writer, an excellent beatboxer. How do you teach yourself to stay in this character, to stay in your true self as opposed to the character you've worn professionally for many, many decades?
You just said it. It's the true me.
Yep.
The true me is who I am more times than not. People see me as Carnage the Executioner because they see me on stage more than they see me as a person.
And you said on the record that Terrell is the only part that's really just yours. That's,
yep.
Yep.
The other names were Abusers, Total Strangers, and Colonizers.
Yeah.
You know, Born Maynard, Terrell Woods. Wrongfully, Terrell is the part that only belongs to me and the X unknown potential. The X is the variable. How far can I go? How far can I take this? I'm legally Terrell Xavion.
All right.
Legally, Maynard Woods is gone.
It's gone.
It's not even, it's not my name anymore.
But Carnage is still here too.
Carnage the Executioner. Hip hop arose, although I'm Carnage, a climb started for me to reach my prime target. My prime target is what? Unknown potential.
Yes, I hear you.
Do you see how it all...
I'm chatting with Terrell X. He's performing his latest release, Transformation to Terrell X, with a live band this Saturday at MacPhail. Terrell X is also an instructor in MacPhail's Electronic Music Recording Arts Program.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're talking on this album about enduring abuse, about conflicted feelings, about being labeled gifted, about foster parents and other should-be parental figures in your life coming up really short. And you mentioned in the press release, you're not only sharing your story, you're providing a script, a mirror, a description for someone to maybe hear their own story in your story, to maybe be as brave as you are. And let's be honest, Terrell, maybe braver.
Right. Oh, there are people who are braver than me.
Yeah.
Because they would have did it earlier.
whenever the spirit hits you, it hits you.
Right.
How does it impact your writing when you know that you're not only writing, but you're going to be sharing it publicly and knowing that it might impact how other people tell their stories?
I'm careful to not alienate people, but I'm also very careful to bring them in. That's the delicate balance. Not saying too much to alienate people, but saying enough to keep them in your grasp.
Yeah.
That's the hard part, you know? And it's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun. Like, the challenge is fun. Nobody has said to me, it's too much. Nobody has said to me, the album is too much. People have said to me, this is what I needed. I cried. I know more about you. This is the best release you've ever done. I listen to this every day. This changed my life. I have a new way of looking at life. Nobody ever said that about my old stuff. They said, yo, I learned how to rap from you, and I'm fierce because of
skills.
You. That's fine, but that's not all I am. I'm more than just skills. I am skills in the survival realm of life. I have skills in that area. Scarface once said, I survived the game of life. F some skills. And I was like, ooh, I like that. You see, these little sayings sometimes be stuck in my head, and I'm like, this is fuel to keep moving.
The line that got me, that made me go, oh, he's showing, he's not telling. Something about mom draining the whole bottle.
As mama cold swallowed the whole bottle, Optimus Prime became my first male role model.
Yeah. That's not fiction, right?
No, when I wrote that, I was like, I dropped the pen for a minute. I was like, psh, mic drop.
I'm hanging out with Terrell X. He's getting ready for a show on Saturday over at McPhail. Now, Terrell, we're on a jazz station. You have always had wide open ears in the world of music. In fact, I believe on the record you mentioned liking heavy metal and things when you were growing up. You were a pioneer in not only using live musicians in hip hop, but also collaborating with live musicians and writing with live musicians, not just going, here's the stuff, play it.
Mm-hmm.
And you have really tapped some of the greats from our jazz scene, including Anthony Cox's playing okay with you on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I got a two-parter. Here's the first part. Okay. What have you learned from playing with jazz musicians?
More freedom.
Mm.
More freedom, listening better, fearlessness.
Yeah.
Tapping into what's there when you don't even know it's there.
Second part. What have instrumentalists learned from playing with you?
I didn't think that was going to be the second part.
You know, like, what, you know, you've played with Michelle Kinney for a long time.
You played with the greats.
What do you think they've learned from working with you?
That hip hop is versatile. Like, I'm more than just a hip hop artist. I am an improvisational jazz human beatboxer.
Yeah.
Like, when I came up with that, I was like, it sounds contrived, but I was like, it's going to pull people in. Because when I was trying to book shows as a rap artist who beatbox, nobody cared. But when I said I'm an improvisational jazz human beatboxer and rhythmic storyteller, then the ears start going, what? What is that?
Throw a couple hyphens in, increase the bookings.
So my whole position changed. And then I was like, I already do that, but now I got to go live up to what I said.
Where does jazz fit into your life as a listener, as a fan? Like, what part of your life connects with jazz music?
The cool part about it, and I was talking to my partner about it, was I kind of got ushered into jazz through the back door.
Sure.
It was kind of like I started researching the samples that a lot of the artists I really liked were using. The Pete Rocks, the Tribe Called Quest, you know, the Souls of Mischief, you know, the whole Hieroglyphics crew, Digging in the Crates, you know, those guys, Showbiz and Laura Finesse and all those guys were really early in sampling jazz stuff, those bass lines and those horns and stuff. I was like, this is the heat, you know? So then when the technology caught up with the music that was being made in the 80s and 90s, and I was able to research those artists, I started finding names that were familiar. And I'm like, okay, let me listen to more of their stuff. Ahmad Jamal, you know, whose world is this? When I heard that piano riff on Nas's, I was like, this is beautiful.
Right.
Then The Weather Report, you know, listening to that, you know, hearing Kool G Rap use that on 4-5-6. I always liked the samples, but then I started listening to the artists who were being sampled. And then I was like, well, I already like this stuff. So Bob James, Nautilus, like these are songs that were like the jazz greats. And I already knew the names. I knew the Coltranes and the Miles Davis, but I wasn't as interested in getting into the music at first, because even though I listened to everything, I was narrow-minded in what I purchased.
Sure.
Now I'm a grown man with gray in my beard. I buy what I want. I want to hear everything. And I started collecting records.
Yeah.
And when I started collecting vinyl, I went straight for jazz.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I got my Cannonball Adderley. I got my Cal Jader. I got, did I say his name right?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I got.
You're hired.
I got my Adrian Young.
Yeah.
You know, I got a Miles and Coltrane collaboration record. Yeah, yeah. And then I got a separate Miles record and I got a separate Coltrane. I got my Bobby Bird. I think I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah.
Is it David Bird?
You might be talking about Donald Bird, Bobby Bird.
Donald Bird.
Bobby Bird is James Brown's right-hand
man. Yes, yes. Yeah, yeah. But yep. See, James Brown, the JBs. So yeah, my Donald Byrd caricatures record, Billie Holiday, you know, these are names that I already kind of knew, but now I have a physical piece of media to go with that. And I feel like I'm learning more about the way I was already interested in this stuff anyway.
It is the Afternoon Cruise. I'm hanging with Terrell X. He's performing his latest release, Transformation to Terrell X, with a live band this Saturday at McPhail.
Best work.
Future Sean, remember to check out the song 456 by Kool G Rap, because I've never heard it. And I have not, so I don't know what you're talking about. And I can't wait to hear a Weather Report sample. So
it's really dark sample. It's really good.
Terrell X, let's take a pause here.
Yep.
We've been in music for 20 years plus.
Mm-hmm.
You are shining. You are teaching the next generation. You're releasing relevant, inspiring music. You just called the best of your career. I would agree with you. You're stepping on stage, sharing your gift with the world. And you come from a background of poverty, survivor of abuse. You've been on the uphill from day one. You're done fighting, especially in terms of winning battles. But you're continuing to change lives, to rock crowds, and to spread love. Congratulations.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
I have a question. Yeah. I got no question about that. But just like, I hope you know how amazed I am by you and how many people feel the same way. As somebody who has known you, you've been a light in my life the whole time. But to see you still shining, it's beautiful. So,
I'm only beginning. This is the beginning.
Yeah.
It's a new beginning.
Yeah, exactly. Human and that becoming. X stands for potential.
Yep.
Terrell X, there could be a child listening today who might feel like they aren't supposed to share their story. Maybe they, like you, grew up in the projects. Maybe they're in a completely different situation, but they still haven't found the path to share their stories. You found music. You found cartoons. You found dictionaries.
Mm-hmm.
From where you've been, what would you want to tell that child? Whatever their situation, they don't know if they can tell their story. What do you want to tell them?
Tell it. Don't stop. What you went through is not your fault, but it is your fault if you let it hold you back. If you let it affect you to the point that you can't escape the negative effects of it, if you can't hustle the struggle, if you let the struggle hustle you instead of hustling the struggle, then you're at fault. So don't be another statistic. Don't prove people who don't believe in you right.
Yeah.
You have to prove them wrong. You have to prove people wrong. There's nothing bad about being better than you thought you were going to be. Mic drop.
Terrell X this Saturday at McPhail playing his album Transformation to Terrell X. Terrell, thank you for visiting Jazz 88.
Thank you for having me. I'd love to come back.